Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting on the morning of Monday, the 18th of Shrabun, the 22nd of Zilhaj, and August the 2nd. The news read by Shamim Khan. First, the headlines. Bangladesh deviated from the ideology of liberation war through the assassination of Bangabandhu. Zia and Mushtaq instigated the killing, says Prime Minister. 1 crore people will be inoculated from 7th to 14th August, says Health Minister. Administering second dose of AstraZeneca vaccine in Dhaka Division resumes today. 231 people more die of coronavirus in the country. Awami League General Secretary calls to transform the moan of August into strength to build prosperous Bangladesh. Beacon of independence lit by Father of the Nation will be flaring forever, says Information and Broadcasting Minister. 394 migrants, including Bangladeshis, rescued from boat in the Mediterranean Sea. And in Tokyo Olympics, China tops a medal tally with 24 goals. Marcel Jacobs of Italy becomes the fastest man winning goal in men's 100-meter sprinter. Now the details. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said anti-liberation forces who could not accept victory of the Bengalis killed Father of the Nation and pushed the country towards the ideology of Pakistan. The anti-liberation forces destroyed the opportunity of the Bengalis to live with the ideals of Father of the Nation, victory of the country and dignity through 15th August massacre, she said. The Prime Minister said these while inaugurating blood and plasma donation program at Bangabandhu Memorial Museum premises yesterday. The program was arranged by Bangladesh Krishak League, marking the month of mourning ahead of National Mourning Day on 15th of August. Sheikh Hasina said the killers took revenge for the defeat in the War of Independence by brutally assassinating the great leader of the nation along with his family members. By killing Bangabandhu, the conspirators and the masterminds wanted to destroy the existence of independent Bangladesh, she said. Again, accusing Ziaur Rahman of his involvement in the 15th August massacre, the Prime Minister said Zia had very close relations with Khondagar Mushtaq and as a senior military official extended support to the killers and patronized the culprits. She mentioned that Zia rewarded the killers by giving them posting in Bangladesh missions abroad, while Irshad made them members of parliament and Khalida made the killers leader of the opposition and gave them promotions. About trial of Bangabandhu killing, the Awami League president said, the directly involved killers were tried and the names of the conspirators behind the killing of Bangabandhu will divulge one day. Sheikh Hasina said she did not want to see back. Rather, her only job was to try the killers and work to ensure improved living standard and bring smiles on the faces of the poor people. Health and Family Welfare Minister Zahid Malik has said that preparations are going on to vaccinate 1 crore people of the country against COVID-19 from 7 to 14th of August. He said this at a function in the capital yesterday. As COVID infections keep rising in the country, the Health Minister urged all to abide by health guidelines unfailingly. Zahid Malik said a mass vaccination will start at the union level on August 7 and elderly people who do not have NID cards will be able to get vaccinated. Meanwhile, the government will resume administering the second dose of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines today in Dhaka Division. Director of the vaccination program, Dr. Shamsul Haq, informed this in the capital yesterday. He also informed that Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines will be administered in all centres across the country from August 7. The country registered 231 more COVID-19 deaths in a span of 24 hours till 8 a.m. yesterday, taking the death toll from the pandemic to 20,916. A press release of the Director General of Health Services said this in Dhaka yesterday. The press release said 14,844 new cases were identified as 49,529 samples were tested. With this, the total infection has reached to 12,64,328. The infection rate was 29.97%. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Ubaidul Qadir has called to transform the moan of August into strength. He emphasized building a non-communal Shonar Bangla imbued with the spirit of the liberation war under the leadership of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina as framed by Bangabandhu. Ubaidul Qadir made the remarks during a briefing at his residence in Dhaka yesterday. The minister mentioned that standing beside helpless and distressed people during the ongoing corona crisis is a testimony to show proper homage to Bangabandhu and ensuring salvage of his departed soul. Awami League Joint General Secretary and Information Broadcasting Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood has said the beacon of independence that father of the nation Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman lit will stay forever. He said this at the candlelit ceremony at Shikhar Chirantan in the capital yesterday, marking the first day of August, the month of mourning. Information and Broadcasting Minister emphasized on forming a national commission to unmask the conspirators and perpetrators of Bangabandhu killing. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. Bangladesh and India have started regular operation of freight trains through Haldibari-Chilahati Railroad after 56 years. The Indian Railways dispatched the first freight train loaded with stones from Damdim Station of Northeast Frontier Railways to Bangladesh yesterday. Apart from Haldibari-Chilahati rail link, currently there are four operational rail links between India and Bangladesh. They are Petropol, Benapol, Kere Darshana, Singhabad, Rohanpur and Radhikapur Birol of Bangladesh. A total of 394 migrants, including Bangladeshis, have been rescued from a dangerously overcrowded wooden boat in the Mediterranean in an operation lasting about 6 hours yesterday. The migrants were mainly men from Bangladesh, Morocco, Egypt and Syria. The German and French NGO ships Sea Watch 3 and Ocean Viking rescued the migrants in the Tunisian waters 68 kilometers from the North African coast. The craft was taking in water and its engine was not working. It was not clear if there were any deaths or injuries among the migrants. The death toll from COVID-19 has crossed 42,40,000 globally. The number of confirmed cases has exceeded 19,89,000 around the world. Among them, over 17,95,000 people have recovered so far. People who were fully vaccinated in the US or European Union will no longer have to isolate when arriving in the UK from an amber list country. The rule change comes in across the country from today. Airline bosses have welcomed the move and are calling for more countries to be added to the UK's green travel list. Travellers will still need to take either a lateral flow or PCR test pre departure and a PCR test on the second day after they arrive. The general who took power in a coup in Myanmar in February has named himself Prime Minister and said emergency rule may now extend to August 2023. In an hour-long speech, Min Aung Hlaing pledged to hold a free and fair multi-party election. He also called the elected party National League for Democracy, NLD, and its supporters terrorists. Hundreds have died in continuing protests against the military coup. The Tokyo Olympic in China is leading the medal tally with 24 gold, 14 silver and 13 bronze medals. The United States in the second position. Meanwhile, Marcel Jacobs of Italy became the fastest man in the world by completing men's 100-meter sprint in 9.8 seconds. Finally, weather and forecast by Little One this afternoon says the chances of rain are thundershowers with temporary south-southeasterly gusts to squall wind at a speed of 45 to 60 kilometers an hour over the regions of Rajshahi, Rongpur, Pabna, Bogura, Tangal, Mamansingh, Dhaka, Faridpur, Madaripur, Jashur, Kushtia, Khulna, Borishal, Potaka, Noakhali, Kumilla, Chattogram, Cox Bazar, and Sylhet. River ports in these areas are to hoist caution signal number 1. To end the news, the main points again. Bangladesh deviated from the ideology of liberation war through the assassination of Bangabandhu. Zia and Mushtaq instigated the killing, says Prime Minister. 1 crore people will be inoculated from 7th to 14th August, says Health Minister. Administering second dose of AstraZeneca vaccine in Dhaka Division resumes today. 231 people more die of coronavirus in the country. Awami League General Secretary calls to transform mourn of August into strength to build prosperous Bangladesh. beacon of independence lit by Father of the Nation will be flaring forever, says Information and Broadcasting Minister. 394 migrants, including Bangladeshis, rescued from boat in the Mediterranean Sea. And in Tokyo Olympics, China tops the medal tally with 24 goals. Marcel Jacobs of Italy becomes the fastest man, winning gold in men's 100-meter sprinter. That's the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.beta.gov.bd.